Hello and welcome everyone. This is Polash yet again with a brand new episode of the PLNX Games podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Today, there are three things we will talk about. PlayStation Spartacus. Oops, not anymore. It's called PlayStation Plus, but it's revamped now. So we'll talk about that. And we will also look at Horizon Forbidden West. Yes, I finally finished that game. It took a little over 49 hours and it was worth every minute. And we will also talk about PlayStation acquiring a brand new studio, Haven Studios. All that and more on the PLNX Games podcast. This is Polash. Sit back, relax. See you on the other side. All right, today is the 30th of March, 2022, and like I said last time around, PlayStation Spartacus is official. Yes, last time we had all these leaks and rumors and all those reports that we went over. And today itself, just a few hours ago, PlayStation released official information about PlayStation Spartacus. And like I said in the intro, it's not called Spartacus, obviously. It is called PlayStation Plus. Yes, they are just calling it that. And they are just saying that it's a revamped PlayStation Plus. It's an all-new PlayStation Plus, as per the latest blog post on the PlayStation blog. The headline of that post says PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now come together. Players can choose from three flexible options. So we will look at all the three tiers that we had already spoken about in the last episode, but now we have more details and official details, I might add. First up is PlayStation Plus Essential. It's exactly the same as the current PlayStation Plus membership. You get two monthly downloadable games, exclusive discounts, cloud storage for saved games, and online multiplayer access. Basically, there is no change for any existing PlayStation Plus member. So if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber, this is the tier that you will be automatically moved to. You don't have to make any payments. You don't have to make any changes. PlayStation on the back end will now give you the essential subscription as long as you are subscribed to the PlayStation Plus membership, which I believe most of you might already be. The pricing stays the same. Everything is the same in the PlayStation Plus Essential tier. The next tier is called PlayStation Plus Extra. Now, this provides all the benefits from the Essential tier. And like I said last time, it adds a catalog of up to 400 of the most enjoyable PS4 and PS5 games, including some hits from PlayStation Studios. Yes, it includes some first-party games. Again, point to note, it is not the latest day and date releases like Microsoft does for Game Pass. So again, my point stands. This is not a competitor to Game Pass. In a moment, I will tell you why Jim Ryan, the head of PlayStation, thinks so too. But yeah, this tier has the games that you can download and play. Like I said, it's around 400 is what they're saying on that blog post. And it's PS4 and PS5 games. So that's quite a huge library. If you subscribe to this, you will have a lot of games to play. As we all know, the PS4, very successful. It had a lot of games to choose from. And they're planning to include some PS5 games as well. Now, the next tier is PlayStation Plus Premium. Yes, this provides all the benefits from the Essential and the Extra tier. So everything that you get in the previous two tiers. And it adds up to 340 additional games. What are those 340 additional games? They are PS3 games available via cloud streaming only. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Sony have not figured out a way for you to download PS3 games on your PS5 and play them natively. It is only available via cloud streaming. Now, I know this could be disappointing for a lot of us, myself included, obviously. We just know cloud streaming is not at the stage where it wants to be. You can't beat the input lag. You cannot wrestle with it. It's just not ideal. So having said all of that, the PS3 games that are available in the premium tier, sadly, I don't see a lot of people taking advantage of that. Along with this, though, they also mentioned that it includes a catalog of beloved classic games. Now, for this classic games that they are talking about, they are talking about the original PlayStation, that's the PS1, the PS2 and PSP games. However, they are mentioning that they will be available in both streaming and download options. So you will have both options. We will need a little more details as to which games will be available to download and which games will be available only to stream, or whether they will have both the options for these types of games. Again, that's the PS1, PS2, and the PSP generations. This will also provide cloud streaming access to the PS1, PS2, PSP, and PS4 games that are offered in the Extra and the Premium tiers. Now, this is only available in the markets where PlayStation Now is currently available. And PlayStation Now is only available to a handful of countries, if I'm not mistaken. A little more than a handful, to be honest. I think about just 9 or 10 odd countries have PS Now at the moment. India doesn't have it, which is why that brings me to another tier that Sony has announced for countries that don't have cloud streaming as an option, countries like India at the moment. But before I move to that, there's one more thing that's included in the premium tier, and that is time-limited game trials. Again, I spoke about this the last episode. PlayStation will allow you to download the entire game, but it will be a time-limited game trial. You will only be able to play maybe 4 or 5 hours of it. If you like it, go ahead and buy the full game, and it's yours. Your saves will carry over to the full game. If you don't like it, just delete that trial that you downloaded, and that's it. So that's a good way. It's sort of a glorified demo in a way, but they are not calling it that because demos are supposed to be free, and technically these are behind a paywall. You need to be a PlayStation Plus premium member for getting access to these game trials. Now, along with this, there is technically a fourth tier that they've made for countries, like I said, which do not have PlayStation Now, and that tier, they're calling it PlayStation Plus Deluxe. Now, this is for markets without cloud streaming. PlayStation Plus Deluxe will be offered at a lower price compared to premium, and it includes a catalog of beloved classic games from the original PlayStation, PS2, and PSP generations to download and play, along with time-limited game trials. So essentially, you get the PS1, PS2, and PSP games that you can download and play on your PS5 or your PS4. So that's something that you can look forward to if you are into that. And you get access to the time-limited game trials. Now, about the game trials, Sony has not announced which of their games will receive a trial. It will be on a game-to-game basis. It's possible that they might not release a trial for a game at all. Again, we don't even have a timeline for when they will release those trials, so you cannot simply look forward to that feature alone. It's possible that they don't release a trial before a game releases, and they release it maybe 6 or 7 months down the line, like they did with Death Stranding and Sackboy: A Big Adventure. I also want to mention that the deluxe tier will also include all the benefits from the essential and the extra tiers. So it's kind of a replacement of the PS Plus premium version. They're calling it deluxe, like I said, and that essentially is for markets like India where we don't have cloud streaming yet. PlayStation has not set up its infrastructure for PS Now at the moment, which is why the deluxe subscription is very important for a market like India. Personally, here's what I feel. Again, like I said last week, PlayStation is clearly not competing with Game Pass. It's not even a contest, and I just hope everyone gets that, and I hope everyone understands that. Like I said, comparisons will be inevitable, and that's what's happening. All the news outlets are running with the headlines and the taglines that PlayStation has announced its Game Pass competitor. No, they haven't. They've simply merged two of their services, that's PS Plus and PS Now, and yeah, that's what they've done. And that's the end of it, in my opinion. Yes, they have added the timed game trials, and that's great. But again, that's not something that would make you subscribe to a service. That's not something that will make you go for that service. It's just an added bonus. Again, for most of us, for most gamers, I feel the PS Plus Essential tier is where it's at. That's the basic, that's the same as the current PlayStation Plus subscription that you have. And if you've been fine with that and you've not missed any classic or any old games, you will be fine with that going forward as well. So I don't feel Sony has done something that will change the market as such. So it's great to know that they are doing this, but it's just a revamp. It's just putting things in a shiny new package, which is this new revamped PlayStation Plus. I'm glad that they merged both the brandings to avoid confusion. So there's no PS Now, at least there won't be from June onwards. That's when they are planning to roll this out. Also, it will be interesting to see the pricing for the Indian market, because we do not have the pricing related to the US dollars for PlayStation Plus. We have regional pricing. In the US, they pay $60 for a year for PS Plus. We pay 3,000 rupees, which obviously is not a like-for-like comparison, which is why I'm curious to know what Sony India specifically decides to launch these services at, decides to launch the new PlayStation Plus tiers. So yeah, that's all we got to know today. It was a blog post, and there was an interview that went up on gamesindustry.biz. Again, as always, I will link that in the show notes, where Jim Ryan, the head of PlayStation, talks why they cannot afford to put their brand new games on any service like this. Simply a matter of economics, to be honest. PlayStation, like I said, again, I'm saying this because we already spoke about this in the last episode. PlayStation has relied on their boxed sales so much that they simply cannot afford to put their big, high-profile, multi-million dollar games on that service. It simply cannot justify the price for the number of subscribers that they would get. Like we discussed, Microsoft has a lot of money and they can afford to have an initiative like the Game Pass service. PlayStation cannot have that. Sony is not that company which is so cash rich. It is not that company which has a lot of assets. It's not a fair comparison, to be honest, which is why they're playing it safe. They are going to launch some of their big games on this service, but games that have already been out for several years now. So if you are someone who has never been on PlayStation and you've not played any of those PlayStation games, then this service is golden. This service is absolutely bang on for you. It will be the best bang for your buck, to be honest. And yeah, that's something that you can invest in, because the moment you subscribe to this service, you will get access to games like Returnal, God of War, Spider-Man, Spider-Man Miles Morales. It's going to be a whole host of games, which I'm sure you will have the best time with, because all of those games are absolutely amazing. I haven't played Returnal yet, though, so I can't comment on that. But the others, really, really great games, and I'm sure whoever gets to play them for the first time through these services will feel that they got their money's worth. For someone who has played these games, again, like I said, it's not a great value if you have already played the PlayStation library extensively. So for most of us, like I said, the basic tier, the PlayStation Plus Essential tier, is where it's at, and that's how it's going to be. All right, that's that about PlayStation Spartacus, or the brand new PlayStation Plus, which starts from June. And PlayStation have said that they will release more information about it over the next few months. So keep an eye out for that. I'll certainly tweet about it and keep you guys updated and posted. Moving on to Horizon Forbidden West. Yes, that's a game I managed to complete over the last week. I've played a little over 49 hours, 49 hours and 6 minutes to be precise. That's how long it took me to finish that game on the normal difficulty. without any changes to the accessibility settings that they offer in the game. And trust me when I say this, it's one of the best games ever made. I truly enjoyed it. I loved it. I had the time of my life with that game, and the story is so, so good. It's absolutely amazingly well written. The characters, the character development, everything is spot on in that game. Again, I simply cannot describe it any better than saying that go ahead and play it if you haven't already. The lore is fantastic. You might want to watch a YouTube video or two to get caught up with the entire lore. And just to let you know, it is one of the finest games made by Guerrilla. I know they've made some amazing games in the past. Killzone 2, I absolutely love, even though I do not personally like first-person shooters that much, but that is one game I really loved, and I thoroughly enjoyed Horizon Forbidden West. I've posted tons of screenshots of them during my time with it. It just looks so beautiful. It's mesmerizing, to be honest. Some of the vistas, the open world is so nice. It's so alive. It's like they always say, it's a living, breathing world. You will hear that in so many game trailers and any previews of a lot of open world games. And this truly is a living, breathing world. Honestly, after Red Dead Redemption 2, I think this is the second best open world that I've ever played. And that's saying something, because we know how great Rockstar games are in making open world games, and Guerrilla have managed to almost get to that level, almost get to that level of detail, and it's brilliant. The story as well, they've built on that entire aspect of what happened or how did it happen. They've ran with it, and it's something that is so amazingly well written. So Horizon Forbidden West, go out, play it. I give it a solid 9 out of 10. The reason I don't give it a 10 out of 10 is simply because of two things. One, Aloy's character development could have been handled slightly better, in my opinion. And second is simply because of the fact of how the game ends. I honestly feel this could have been a perfect end to Aloy's story and the entire arc that they've built around her over two games, and I think it would have been a perfect bookend for a story of that character, for the hero of that character, that's Aloy. And maybe for the sequels, they could have gone on to some other part of the world with a different character and built on that. But minor spoiler alert, they have set up a third part of the game with similar set of characters that have already been shown in this game. So I personally feel that's kind of stretching it, and that shouldn't have happened. So I just feel that it's something that they should have just finished, just ended it, because it was on a high note, it was on a happy note. And that brings me to the next story that we want to talk about today, and that is PlayStation acquiring a brand new studio called Haven Studios. Now, I completely understand if you haven't heard of Haven Studios in the past, and that's totally normal, it's totally fine, because it is a new studio. Like I said, they have never released a game, and that is the point that I want to discuss primarily. It is a studio founded by Jade Raymond. If you don't know about Jade, she is an industry veteran. She was instrumental in the Assassin's Creed franchise and making it what it is today. And she was right there when that series had started. And she is quite famous in the games industry. You can look her up. Jade Raymond is the name. And yeah, she's built a bit of a reputation for herself because she was linked to games like Assassin's Creed, which obviously everyone knows about, everyone talks about. So this is a new studio that she founded last year. It's called Haven Studios, and she's got all the talent working for her. And they are making a AAA multiplayer game, which essentially is a live service game, something like Destiny, where there will be constant updates, where there will be an ecosystem within that game itself. And that's what Haven Studios are working on. We do not have any more details. They have released some concept art, I think, on their website. I'll try and find that and link that in the show notes. And yeah, that's something that they've done as of now. But I want to talk a little bit about PlayStation's strategy over here. Essentially because PlayStation is known to acquire studios only after the studio has proven what they can do. Let's take Naughty Dog, for example. Sony acquired them, but only after Naughty Dog proved the kind of studio that they are, and when Sony realized that, okay, now we need this studio in our portfolio. The same goes for Insomniac Games. In fact, they acquired Insomniac just a few years ago. The same goes for many of their other studios that Sony has. It's just simply a matter of the studio proving themselves. Housemarque is another example that comes to mind. They only acquired them after Returnal released, and that's saying something, because Returnal, again, going by reviews, is a fantastic game, but that's something that Sony does consciously. Now, with that strategy in mind, this acquisition comes as very, very shocking. They did acquire a studio in February that was Bungie, obviously, and we know how high profile of an acquisition that was. Again, Bungie has nothing left to prove. They are a studio that have accomplished quite a lot with the Halo franchise and currently with Destiny. Again, they proved themselves and Sony acquired them. With Haven Studios, we simply don't know. There's just not information about the game that they are working on. But whatever it is, I'm sure PlayStation loves it. I'm sure Herman Hulst loves it. And yeah, they really want to go ahead, go all out with acquiring this studio, and that's what they've done. Although Haven had announced that the game that they were working on was a PlayStation exclusive, so I believe that PlayStation had a keen eye on the game that was being built behind the scenes, and a year down the line, it seems that they are happy with the progress that the studio has made, and they've doubled down on them, and they've gone out and acquired them. So yeah, that's Haven Studios under the PlayStation Studios banner now. And I'm sure they will have a lot of interaction with the other PlayStation studios to refine their game and to make sure that their game is up to the standards that PlayStation expects and the fans of PlayStation expect. The next story is kind of a big news if you are a Nintendo fan. It's about The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, or as Nintendo are calling it, the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And there is an update. The game was supposed to launch in 2022, but there was a video that was released by Nintendo. The series producer Eiji Aonuma gives us an update that the team is working hard on the game, and now they're moving the release to spring 2023. So that's almost a year's delay that Nintendo has announced for The Breath of the Wild 2. So if you were looking forward to that game, I'm sorry to say it's obviously delayed, but I'm sure Nintendo will take that time to make sure that the game is amazing. The first Breath of the Wild was considered a classic. It's considered as one of the best games ever made. If I had a Nintendo Switch, I'm sure I'd be on that game. I might just get a Nintendo Switch in the near future. Who knows? Let's see. But with that, that's all the time we have for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Polash. This is the PLNX Games Podcast. Take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.